Motiversity family, it's Marcus Taylor, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Motivation Daily Podcast by Motiversity, one of the top 50 podcasts in the world. If you enjoy listening to Motiversity and this podcast, you need to download the Mindset Daily Motivation app. On it, you'll gain access to thousands of motivational speeches, including Motiversity's and mine. And now, with the new Mindset Alarm feature, you can start each day with purpose, waking up to powerful audios like this one.
You may be average, you may be ordinary, but you have the opportunity every single day to make extraordinary decisions. And what you do today will determine your future.
To download Mindset, just go to mindsetapp.com or search for Mindset Daily Motivation on the Apple or Google Play Store and listen to motivational speeches while getting ready for the day. Click the link to download Mindset now and get ready to transform your life.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
I don't know if I would kill people, but I would have gone to jail for a long time for Facebook. And that was everyone who was there. So yeah, we were willing to kill for what we were doing. You know, we're not Navy SEALs. We're a bunch of tech nerds, you know. Can barely do nothing. And there's a lot of crazy stuff around it, but really, I would say what was most shocking is just how convicted we were about what we were working on.
Hustle is putting it all on the line. Hustle is waking up one day, the day before you die, and realizing you gave it your all into the parenting of your children, the building of your businesses, the philanthropy that you wanted to do. Whatever you define, it's just all in, emotionally and executionally, in theory and strategy and in execution.
Oftentimes, the person who stops you from running the marathon is nobody else but you. If you want to start a business, the person who's stopping you is nobody else but you. If you decide to run the marathon, somebody's gonna have an opinion of you.
But like, sometimes you have to let other people's dreams for your life die, for yours to live. And for me, it was like when I continued to every day not want to wake up, that was my wake up call, where I was like, either I continue to live this way or I just risk the fact that I'll die to everybody else. And I think that like it was the hardest decision of my entire life, by far.
I do believe there's a misconception and something that most people get wrong is that you can't do what you enjoy or passion or dream about and make a lot of money doing it. I don't believe that.
To me, hustle is maximizing the energy you're putting into somebody. I'm blown away by people saying that they're hustling and they want to achieve these great things and then their actions don't match. It's like saying you really want to lose weight while eating a Big Mac. Right? So to me, hustle would be putting all your effort into achieving the goal at hand. And for me, that means making every minute count.
One of the biggest breakthroughs for people is just getting started, because Zuckerberg really has done one thing. He started Facebook. But all these people, specifically Zuckerberg, Warren Buffett, all these people really just did one thing. But everyone who has day jobs is like, I'm going to create four passive income streams and I'm going to do 55. I'm like, well, that's cool, but what the crumbs of the most successful people on the planet are just doing one thing. So I'm gonna probably go over there and copy that.
And successful people are about that. They are good decision makers. They are hyper resilient. They don't stop at failure. They don't get in their own way from an ego perspective. They're looking nakedly at their own inadequacies. And they've got enough confidence to get people going behind them. I know about myself. I will keep going until I figure this out. Not that I already understand everything, that I have the courage to figure this out.
But I think people don't swing enough. They don't even get started swinging. And that's, you know, they're not ready on the sidelines. And there's never a good time. The best time is right now. It's not yesterday because that passed. It's not tomorrow because you don't know. It's right now.
Who I am now as a risk taker is so different than who I was when I began. And the way that you strengthen that risk muscle is by taking risks.
You like your current state enough that you like the pain of change thing. Right? Like, you're not in enough pain. I've said that to plenty of people. We go speak and someone's like, how do I get motivated? I'm like, you're not going to get motivated. Like, you have to hate. For me, I automatically go there. I'm like, you have to hate something. Like, for me, I just hated my current existence. And so for me, that was powerful enough to get me out.
So if you can manage your emotions, if you've got the courage to fight through that storm, if you're not easy to knock off your pedestal, and you're humble enough to know that you're almost certainly making mistakes so that you know when to correct course, that's the recipe.
How are you solving the goal and the problems and the priorities with the resources that are available? Most people sit and they complain, like, oh, I don't have this. Like, there's a lot of people, I'm not getting paid enough. Well, what are you doing about it? Did you put together a proposal? Did you go look at comparison analysis? Did you go create more revenue so it's obvious that people should get pay you more? That's probably about the 98%. 2%, like Sean and others at our team, are saying, here's all the money I made for the company. Here's comparables. Here's the salary you should pay me. And you're lucky to pay me this because it's so less than I'm generating from the business. And let's do it in this time frame. It's resourceful. He's figuring it out.
We stop ourselves when what we need to say is not everyone will be for us or about us. Do you accept the terms of that? And if you say yes, then do the dang thing and do it to the best of your ability.
And then that's going to put you in a far more powerful position to move forward. So the people that are successful, they can self-soothe, they can stay emotionally calm in the midst of a storm. When everybody else is panicking, they're only looking at solutions.
You hear all these, like, I'd say fake entrepreneurs or fake coaches. They don't actually have any real businesses. They're like, you got a 10X today and you got a 5X. If you're not 5X, then you're failing. And I was like, I've done that. But it's also interesting. What if our goals now for AppSumo.com is to grow 10% next year. And it's been that for quite a lot of time. And the reality is when you set less ambitious goals for yourself, you can stick with them for longer because you're not burnt out. You're not tired. You can sustain. And then by having less ambitious goals, you also have creative freedom because you're not stressed about hitting a target. And that gives you the ability to create 10x opportunities because you're like, okay, cool. I'm not worried about making money in that, but I can go do things that potentially, you know, be moonshots and really drive the company for the future.
Like manifesting, like dreaming it into reality. I believe that. I believe that you can't create what you have not thought or dreamt of. But the biggest gap in the misnomer is that it should, in my opinion, always be supplemented and counterbalanced by, that's just the first step. Manifestation alone doesn't bring out results. It's the manifestation and then the actions combined that will help you meet your aspirations, because your actions must map your aspirations. I believe that manifestation is the key component. It is the impetus. It's the thing that gets us started. But then people are just like, well, I'm dreaming and it's just not happening for me. I'm like, no. It does not happen for you. You must happen to it. And so the misnomer is that, like, you dream it up and it will happen. I'm like, no. You dream it up and then you work like hell to make it happen and it will happen.
You know, a lot of the interesting thing about success is that it's always externalized, right? It's like, that person is an icon. That thing is successful. They're doing well. And I really think it's like, when do we finally feel like we're doing what we think our potential is? And that is our own icon, our own legendary status. And I would say around 40 is when I finally felt more internal validation. And I stopped focusing on so much of the external validation. Like, how much money do I have? Do I have more than that guy or girl? Did I get more views on this video? That I do the things externally wanting versus, like, am I doing really what I want? And am I proud of the hard work that I'm doing for myself? And around 40, I would say I'm really proud of what I've been able to do. I've done a lot of things, man. I've been swinging for a long time, and that's something that's available to everyone. And I do think that's missed out on, that there's a lot of ordinary people being rich and being successful, and people think it's an exclusive club, and that's just not true. I felt like I've done a lot of things that have helped enough people and impact enough people, and I was really just proud of myself. And so whether I had a million subscribers on YouTube or 100,000, it really wasn't as different as me just being proud of what we're putting out that's inspiring people in business. And I'm truly just proud of our content. I'm my number one fan these days.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.